Okay, what I was actually trying to say was that women who seek domestic violence counseling after leaving a narcissistically abusive relationship or a relationship where they suffered narcissistic abuse, and I'm speaking from experience, because they've just labeled men that are physically, emotionally, and verbally abusive with just the broad title or label of an abuser without identifying what type of abuser that they are or why they are abusive. So many times when the women are recovering, seemingly they're not actually recovering. Because they're not even, most of the counselors or the psychologists that you're talking to at the domestic violence counseling centers, one of the things that Sandra L. Brown said, the woman who wrote Women Who Love Psychopaths and How to Spot a Dangerous Man Before You Get Involved, she also has an amazing blog, that's saferelationshipsmagazine.com. And she is a trailblazer in the grassroots movement for narcissistic, sociopathic, psychopathic awareness. One of the things that she said is that the amount of time that a psychologist spends before graduation on personality disorders is a week. I can't fathom learning about one personality disorder in a week, much less all of them in a week. So therefore, a lot of times women are seeking counsel from those that are ill-prepared to be able to effectively guide them through the process of recovery. So I'm actually going to make a follow-up podcast about the same topic for now. Until the next time, take care.